Just in time devotionals. You are going to heaven and you are crying. Exodus 16:1-3. Then the whole community of Israel left Elim and traveled to the wilderness of Sin, located between Elim and Mount Sinai. They arrived on the 15th day of the second month, 1 month after leaving the land of Egypt. There also the whole community of Israel complained about Moses and Aaron. "If only the Lord had killed us in Egypt," they protested. "There we sat by the pot full of meat and ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us to this desert to starve us to death." Exodus 16:1-3. I have not continued reading more, but only these three verses of Exodus 16 show us the reality of the human being, a reality that returns and repeats itself constantly in our history, because we are more concerned, focused on what we have not achieved, and what we do not have, we stop valuing what we have already received from God and to be grateful. There comes a point in life of man in which we become demanding people. Among other things, being demanding is not bad. The problem is the motivation with which we are demanding. We are not satisfied with anything. We complain about everything, and we stop enjoying what we already have. We complain because we are always realizing that we are missing something, and more when envy is triggered in us, or that desire for what others have that we have not achieved and that we do not have yet. For example, in the matter of process in which God works in our life, we compare ourselves all the time. "Sir, but because that person is doing well and because I'm not." All the time we are always looking for foolish comparisons. We become foolish, and we stop being thankful. Now, do you know someone like that? Maybe, Pastor will tell me now, maybe you don't know anyone like that. It's because the fool is you, and forgive me, I don't know how many people you are meeting with listening to these audios. But you could ask the one next to you, "How foolish are you?" You could ask the one next to you listening to a family member if that has been applied in your life. Are you ungrateful? Or are you focused because you thank God? Although you are not content with the situation, you have learned to give thanks, to not always stay in the same position but climb much higher. That's fine. But the problem, my dear friends, we are listening to me now, is when we are always focused on what we do not have. Every day, there is a different complaint. Now, I put myself in Moses' shoes, in the text that I read to you just now. Because Moses was a man treated by God, worked by God for 40 years in the wilderness, and then God reaches him. He gives him the function of leading the people of Israel out of a slavery of over 400 years, approximately 430 years of slavery the people of Israel had in Egypt. Moses is used by God. The people of Israel come out of Egypt. They don't come out poor. They don't come out with nothing. They come out prosperous in so many things, but once they set foot in the desert and begin to realize each of the challenges that freedom brings with it and responsibilities, they begin to complain. And instead of being grateful to God for bringing them out of Egypt and Moses, the first thing that comes to their minds is to remember the life of a slavery they had and that it was good. And this makes me laugh, because how many are attached to the past, complaining and saying, I was living. And because they are so focused on the past, they consider that today they are not well, that today there are no opportunities, that today nothing good is happening in their lives, because their eyes are set backwards. How can you determine that something is no good now? Or how can you determine that there are no opportunities? If there was a knock on your door and it was right in front of you, of your nose, you couldn't differentiate that opportunity and you will let it pass because you are focused on what you had, what you were, what happened. You have never asked yourself why, when the people of Israel left Egypt, they didn't enter at once to the promised land. They were 3 weeks away. But all that generation that came out of slavery died in the wilderness and did not enter the promised land. They lasted 40 years going around the road that in less than 3 weeks they could get there. But why was the road hidden from them? Because the Lord blinded their eyes so they would not enter that place. Because being physically free is not enough when in your mind you are still in a slavery. You compare everything with what you had. You are always comparing yourself with someone else. And you are always complaining about work, the office, friends, family, life itself. That is impressive. And it is because we lose sense to things and that separates us from God. Nothing we can do. Some are even standing because past glory sustain him. But God always says, the latter glory will be greater than the first. I cannot stop remembering, but when I remember, I'm grateful because today I am not where I was yesterday. But I consider that tomorrow will be better than what I received yesterday. Because in God, He renews every day. His mercy every day. He does something new. But if I do not understand it, I do not enjoy it. Be careful, because freedom is better than slavery. But we like being slaves better than being free. Something, if you are right, and that is that being a slave is easier than being free. So the people of Israel left Egypt, are in the desert, find the first inconvenience and the first thing they do is complain against Moses. You brought us to the desert to die. This complaint is from Exodus 16. As we say on the coach, took it out of the stadium. It is incredibly to see and hear people complain about God and easily forget that days before God opened that way for them to cross in the middle of the sea. The Lord has sustained them in the middle of the desert. And today, because they lack something or because they receive bad news, they think that God has forgotten. That this is not going anywhere. That God's purpose is not going to be fulfilled. And that it was better to be in the world I don't know if you have heard or seen people like this, or if you are one of them, forgive me. But if you can stop for a moment, observe clearly, you will realize that more are the things you have than the things you need. The ambition of power, of wanting to have more. You are not satisfied. You are not grateful. You don't enjoy. The spoonful of breakfast is not in your mouth when you are already thinking what the food will be. This is something that doesn't let us enjoy life. We live to work, however, we are so blinded that we don't see it. And it's my prayer that through these words you can make a stop and realize what is in your heart. Is it happening to you like the people of Israel? So analyze. They were taken to the desert. They were free. Pharaoh was drowned. He no longer had any army behind them. They no longer had to be enslaved, working 20 hours a day. But now God has support in them. Yes, they were in the middle of the desert, but they only had to pray and ask God. Look what happens. You are in the middle of the desert. God has promised to be with you. You see the glory of God, but you are still complaining. This reminds me of a phrase, you go to heaven and you go crying. I think I'm going to title this devotional like this, you go to heaven and you go crying and always looking instead of enjoying the moments of peace. You are always looking to attribute some problem to someone. We are not calm. But that's what the world, the society has implanted in us. Now, look, they were in the wilderness and they began to complain. They were thirsty. They were hungry at some point and they didn't pray. What does it cost us to pray a prayer? Father, I trust in you and I know that in the midst of the wilderness, you sustain me. Thank you for doing it. God would have listened. Of course, but instead they began to grumble against Moses. And look what was in their heart. That is why, I repeat, they had to stay in the desert for God to show what was in their heart. And sometimes we do not move forward in life, but we turn around and turn around because there is no worse blind man than the one who does not want to see. We do not want to see what is inside our heart. That is affecting our relationship with God as we want to receive more. If we are unhappy and ungrateful with what the Lord has already given us, we still do not enjoy the small details because we are focused on what is not urgent or necessary. Of course, but it is what our desire wants and not what we really need. Look what they said. They began to protest you, you brought us to die here. If only the Lord had killed us in Egypt. Look what they said. Now imagine Moses listening to the complaint of these people. If only the Lord had killed us in Egypt, they began to protest. Look what he said. There we sat by the pot full of meat and ate all the breads we wanted. But now you have brought us to this desert to die of hunger. They remember the pot full of meat in Egypt, but they forgot the whips, they forgot the slavery. They forgot that they have to pay a high price to be able to have those pots full of meat. Now in the wilderness, they only have to cry out to God and He sustained them. This is the harsh reality. the reality of us as human beings. More and more with a heart with reference to God. We prefer to speak, curses, complain, and even take our lives than give thanks, than to enjoy everything we have. What it is to sit at the table with a simple meal, but in peace with the family. There are things, my dear friends, that we have let us steal, and God has not been to blame. We decided to abandon for the ephemeral things that comes and go. We forget what is really important: family, children, friends, God Himself. Maybe you say to me, "But this is not for me because I do congregate, I read the Bible, I preach." Yes, but do you really love God, Pastor? But if what I'm doing is because I love God, no, you have fallen in love with the ministry or what you do, but you forgot about God. This is to meditate, my beloved friends. We need to meditate. Are you going to heaven and you cry? Father, your simple words give us life and encouragement, but also make us uncomfortable, because it is necessary to recognize how we are living life. We are and where we are going. Help us, Lord, help us to see clearly, not what we want, but what you need us to see to be free. We really need you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, I speak to you, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes just in time. I invite you to follow me on social networks. You find me at Pastor Elias HC. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Blessings.